Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Sullivan moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayworth fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hayworth. Reynolds moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Reynolds scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Watwood. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Watwood steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to second. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries strikes out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Blue reaches second base with a double. Frazier moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to Bridges covering. Safe. Frazier scores. Blue scores. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Frazier covering. Safe. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whatwood moves to second. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hub Walker pinch hits for Tommy Bridges. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Watwood. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Watwood picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Watwood. Alexander scores. Walker moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Red Faber now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Rogel steals second. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Herring now pitching. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herring fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fonseca moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Gehringer moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to second. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alexander moves to third. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayworth juggles the ball. That's an error on Hayworth. Jeffries moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring is 0 for 1 in the game. Herring hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. he's got two RBIs. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to home to get Reynolds. Fonseca moves to third. Whatwood moves to second. One out. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Irv Jeffries. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herring fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fonseca scores. Whatwood moves to third. Appling moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Frank Grubb. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whatwood scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. Faber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Lyons moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Benny Tate now catching. John Kerr now playing second base. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer bunts in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds bunts towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to Herring covering. Safe. Sullivan moves to second. Charlie Sullivan now pitching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fonseca bunts towards the mound. Sullivan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sullivan. Sullivan scores. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. Fonseca moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 9-4, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Fonseca scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to second. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig pinch hits for Charlie Sullivan. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Geringer hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-4 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.